So here's the final assignment. It's the commitment to a new orientation toward play or toward life. So we looked together at the messages from conditioning about how we should play. We're supposed to keep score, supposed to follow certain standards, feel humiliated when we don't win, and to play with a strong agenda. Those are the conditioned ways that we should play. So now if you would close your eyes, get comfortable, take a couple of nice, long, deep breaths. And allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness the orientation or focus that you choose instead. How will you play this game of life? What word or phrase describes your new relationship with playing? And when you have a sense of that, if you would jot down any notes or you jot down your word or phrase that describes your new relationship with playing. And so if you would, begin to wind that down. And we have time for everyone to tell us their word or phrase or any, insights around the commitment that you're making for this new orientation. So who would like to start us off?
This is June. This is Laura.
Okay, we'll start off with June.
My new word is expanded. If I let the competitive June define play, then it's a very narrow definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so by having your orientation be expanded, it makes space for competitive June, but also everything else that would not be available if that were your only perspective.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Laura?
This is Laura.
Go ahead, Laura.
Hi. My phrase is relaxed and curious. Mm-hmm.
Relaxed and what?
Curious.
Serious?
No,
curious. Oh, curious. I thought that was curious that you would say serious. Okay. So, relaxed and curious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so if I actually don't buy into any of conditioning's standards and rules and that kind of stuff, it'll be really natural to be relaxed.
Yeah.
And that will also open up the space to be curious, like the spirit
yeah.
of inquiry. Like, you know, if I'm not competitive, then what will happen? And
Yeah. Again, that just opens up all kinds of space when because in a 10-step tight orientation, there's no space for that. But by relaxed in by being relaxed, in comes the natural curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Thanks,
Laura.
Judith. Yes.
Joyce.
What dropped in for me was awareness.
Uh-huh, awareness.
And like the other two, it seems to expand the space.
Yeah.
Include everything.
Yeah. Include everything, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. It really does link back directly to the Alan Watts quote then, that, you know, like everything that we're doing, whatever is here and now to do, we can call it play. But we can really only do that when we're in awareness.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So
thank you for
great.
All these games today.
Yeah, they were great, weren't they? Thank
they
you
were.
For playing.
This is Judy.
Yes, Judy.
My word is welcome. I've had, I have a lot of conditioning around play that doesn't invite it into my life very much or hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that's the word that came to me, to kind of open, be curious, and welcome it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's perfect, isn't it? Given what you were
yeah.
saying, if there was just no time for it, you're just throwing wide open the door and saying, welcome.
Yeah, come on in. Come on in.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dee. This is who?
Joyce.
Yes, Joyce.
Mine is lighthearted and keep it simple.
Yeah, lighthearted and keep it simple.
Yeah, just anything else gets complicated, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. So anytime you feel it not being lighthearted, you know something else is going on, and you can just go right back to that. That could be your cue.
Yes, and thank you for today.
Yes, well, thank you for your participation as well.
You're welcome.
Jodine. So I got mystery first.
Mm-hmm.
Conditioning is always telling me what's what, but really I don't know that. And then I got magic, kind of that through the looking glass thing we were talking about in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, magical mystery tour.
That sounds fun. That does sound like play. A magical mystery tour.
Yeah, like, a life could
yeah.
be a magical mystery tour.
Wow, yeah.
And I've been having a lot of fun with music lately, so I think I'll just go, you know, it's great that you can just go and buy songs now.
Uh-huh.
So I think I'll just go get that song by the Beatles, and then it'll
yeah.
remind me how I want to be with life, really.
Yeah, you've got, your new orientation has a theme song.
It has a theme song, yeah.
That is great. And you know the thing, one of the things before you go that I so love about that one is that what you said is that the magical mystery tour can include everything, even, you know, fun and danger and excitement and fear, and everything is included in that. There's really nothing that can't be a part of that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the winning and losing that we were talking about in the morning. And if you just change everything to winning, it's just really different.
Yeah.
orientation.
Yep. There you go. All right. Thanks, Jadine.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kaipo.
Yeah, Kaipo.
Yeah, so first it came up with just play.
So, just play.
You know, yeah, I don't have to analyze it or, you know, do a preview of what I have to, you know, what I'm playing,
yep.
And just kind of just jump in. And the second part that came up for me is just playing life as is instead of playing life as if.
So playing life as is instead of playing life as if.
Yeah. So there's some part of me that always wants to, like, make life different.
Yeah.
Which makes it seem like work, because I'm always trying to make it a certain way. And if I'm in that moment and just accepting of what it is at that moment, then I could kind of just play.
Yeah, it really does pop you out of any kind of conversation or trying or striving and frees you up to just play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Thanks, Kaipo.
Thank you.
This is Laura.
Yeah, Laura.
So what dropped in for me was trusting the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So really just kind of seeing that it's always available, and the tools for that is dropping the story, getting out of the conversation, and not believing sensations.
Mm-hmm. So trusting the heart, which is getting out of the conversation, not believing the sensations. Yeah, basically just turning the attention always back to the heart. Everything is always available.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you so much for today.
Yes, thank you.
This is Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey. The words that came up for me are aware and wholehearted.
Aware and wholehearted.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how I want to play and how I want to live life.
Yeah. That's your commitment. That's your commitment to the orientation is to just live and play wholeheartedly in awareness.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. This is Annie.
Laura.
Annie, and then Laura.
A couple came to me. Play with wild abandonment.
Mm-hmm.
Simply do da.
They simply do da?
Yeah. Simply do da.
Uh-huh.
And then play life now. Play life here. No, play here now. That's what it is.
Play here now.
Yeah.
That's a nice play on this here now is play here now.
Yeah. Play here now or spirited play now.
Uh-huh. Or play with wild abandonment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Kind of
say it again.
Go ahead. Oh, if I'm kind of I almost think of like the abandonment of the conditioning, allowing the spirit to have the wild abandonment, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if your orientation is that you're going to allow the spirit to just play with wild abandonment, and that's going to be your focus, you know, that's your attention is on that, then it's like there's no room for attention on conditioning because you're too busy being just wildly abandoned, and that gets all of your focus.
Go. I also just was just so pleased with the idea of improv, you know, improvisation coming in.
Yeah.
Because it's so here and now, and it's so playful, and it's like you just go with it.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's such a beauty in improv that's coming through and inviting that, you know, improving life.
That's
part, you know, that's an orientation of the play here now. That is just so always saying yes and going with whatever is there.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yes to the yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Annie.
Mm-hmm.
And did I hear Laura?
Yes, this is Laura.
Okay.
And what came for me was all included in love.
All included in love.
Yes, I felt like some, and as I was looking at it later, it kind of feels like a lot of the things I've been looking at today is the way that the conditioning wants to put standards on what's play and what's not, and just seeing that it's all included, and it's all included in that bigger game.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Because once we start start excluding anything, then we know we're in conditioned mind. So it's all included and in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura. Who else?
Hi, this is Jill.
Yes, Jill.
The word wholeheartedness came up.
Mm-hmm.
And wholeheartedness.
Do you want to say more?
Well, I don't know. It's something that I've been looking at for a few months now, maybe 6 months. And, one of the exercises we did really brought that home to me, that that play kind of is wholeheartedness in some ways.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of synonymous, aren't they? So if your orientation is, and your focus, again, your focus is, of the attention is on that wholeheartedness, then you are living in that spirit of play, that spirit of improv, like what we were just talking about.
Yeah, and I love, too, having those two be synonymous, because sometimes there's a lot of conditioned stuff around one word, but the other word is freeing, and then
mm-hmm.
sometimes there's a lot of conditioning around the other word, and the other word
mm-hmm.
sort of can be used to sort of pop me out of, you know, how whatever sort of trap I'm in. So they both feel very useful. This idea of, it's just been this thing of, I guess it was the exercise of win-lose that I felt like, oh, wow, there's somebody that does not want to participate as wholehearted because there's a win-lose thing. And so, I'm very curious now about that. And looking at situations where I feel like something is at stake or, you know,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. oftentimes that, you know, there's somebody who's really afraid to play in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel inspired to support her in that and trying to free us of that frame that is causing the suffering for, like,
mm-hmm.
no reason. That's it. It's like there's no reason to suffer over that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Giving her permission to just jump in wholeheartedly with no fear.
Yeah, that conditioning is the cause of suffering, and that as the mentor, you know, I can protect her from that. She doesn't have to experience that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, what's dropping in as you say that, the wholeheartedness, and really this goes for everybody with regard to the commitment, the word or phrase, and something that Sherry was saying recently is that when we have that, you know, a sort of a new focus or something that we really want to give our attention to, it's so helpful to make, like, incorporate it everywhere. Put it on
mm-hmm.
your recorder a lot. Talk
mm-hmm.
about it with your reflective listening buddy. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you call into the radio show, and basically just
do like a media blip in your life about this new orientation. Because conditioning, of course, does its own version of media blips all the time, as we've been talking about, real subtle, real, you know, constant, under the radar, but constant, constant, constant. So we've got to at least match its, you know, frequency of its message. So, so, you know, whatever it is that we're taking on is this new orientation to put up posters and, you know, basically just give it a lot of airtime.
Yeah, I love that. That's definitely where I am at with this wholeheartedness thing. But I just love, too, that I think that that has come up before in practice in the past. And for some reason, I didn't have the clarity, or there wasn't the space, or I don't know what was going on. But I just feel like, that I see clearly now all of what you just said, and that I never was able to see it clearly before. And I feel like it just feels like a different type of practice right now to be able to understand how all of that fits together, and how wholeheartedness can be a practice focus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else? So we'll end today then with this quote from Julia Cameron. The quality of life is in proportion always to the capacity for delight. The capacity for delight is the gift of paying attention. Well, one more time. The quality of life is in proportion always to the capacity for delight. The capacity for delight is the gift of paying attention. So I just want to add my thanks, too, for the participation and for this wonderful curriculum that was put together. And just it was very fun playing with y'all today and practicing in this way. So deep gusho. Thank you very much. Good night.
Thanks,
good
Rebecca.
Night.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you so much. Gusho.
Thanks, bye-bye. Rebecca.
Uh-huh.